Do I wear you out? You must wonder why I'm relentless and all strung out. I'm consumed by the chill of solitary. I'm like a Stella. I like to reel it in and then spit it out. I'm frustrated by your apathy. And I am frightened by the corrupted ways of this land. If only I could meet the maker. And I am fascinated by the spiritual man. I'm humbled by his humble nature. Yeah. And what I wouldn't give to find a soulmate. Someone else to catch this drift. And what I wouldn't give to meet a kindred. Oh, 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 oh. Enough about me. Let's talk about you for a minute. Enough about you. Let's talk about life for a while. The complex, the craziness, and the sound of pretense is falling. Did you think about your bills, your ex, your deadlines, or when you think you're gonna die? Or did you long for the next distraction? And all I need now is intellectual intercourse, a soul that begs the whole much deeper. And I have no concept of time or permanent disdain. If only I could kill the killer.
Sorry about all the goofiness.
Be part of the largest all-Canadian service organization. Since 1920, Kinsmen and Connect Clubs have been serving the communities and Canada's greatest needs. Working together, Kinsmen and Connects are enhancing the quality of life in the community by promoting service, social interaction, and positive values.
You're listening to WMFO in Medford. Medford.
Yeah, we got three tickets to the Brand Van concert happening this Monday night at the Pacific Palisades. But you can all in if you want to answer a couple of questions. Mainly, what is Todd's favorite cheese? Jackie just called up and said it was a form of rock for. Let's see if it's that.
Give us a ring ding ding. It's a beautiful day.
Todd, this is Liquid, ring-a-ding-a-ding, and want those three Brand Van tickets, man. What do you think? Todd.
He's alive, alive.
Todd. I woke up again this morning with the sun in my eyes. When Mike came over with a script surprise. A mafioso story with a twist. A two-wrong fool, Julie, you are here to get your ass out of bed. He said, I'll explain it on the way.
We did nothing, absolutely nothing that day. And I say, what the hell am I doing drinking in L.A. at 26?
again. Flaring out the G-Funk, sipping on juice and gin. Just me and a friend, feeling kinda groovy, working on a movie.
Yeah, right.
But we did nothing, absolutely buckets that day. And I'll say, what the hell am I doing drinking in L.A. at 26?
With my mind on my money and my money on mine.
Yeah,
I'm
yeah.
I'm this form I take it to a little wiser and take it with me.
Some men there wanted to hurt us, and other men said we weren't worth the fuss. You could see them all bitching by the bar, above the fine line between the rich and the poor. And Mike turned to me and said, what you think we got done, son? We found the conclusion.
Canada, Date with Mom, 30-second English radio full mix.
Hi, it's your mother, Earth. You know, I was once beautiful and full of life, but that was long ago. Now I'm going through this change. I'm having hot flashes, and talk about gassy. I could use some fresh air. Bet you could too, honey bun. Tell you what, this Earth Day, April 22nd, pack a little of lunch, meet me at the park, and we can plant a tree together. It'll be special. And the folks at Earth Day Canada say it'll help with the odor. Visit earthday.ca to find out more. Oh dear, was that me or you?
You're listening to Tears of the Gods with Edward on WMFO, Medford.
There is unrest in the forest. There is trouble with the trees, for the maples want more sunlight, and the oaks ignore their pleas.
Says that one of the trees in the garden was called the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. Why do you say it could be called a tree of death?
Well, when God made Adam, he didn't create him to be a puppet. He wanted Adam to willingly love and obey him. And God told Adam he could eat of any tree in the garden, but there was only one tree he was not to eat of. If he disobeyed, then he'd have to die. God also planted a special tree called the Tree of Life. Now, I call the tree of the knowledge of good and evil the tree of death. This is because if Adam ate from it, then death would enter the world. That very truth is shared in an exhibit in our Creation Museum to open later this month. In a real sense, Adam had a choice, the tree of life or the tree of death. And sadly, he chose the tree of death. That's why there's death all around us. It's a judgment from a holy God because of sin. And Genesis tells us that through death, God will provide a way for man to come back to a perfect relationship with his Creator and have access to the tree of life.
Here on the Tears of the Gods sound collage, we are playing music all by Canadian musicians. Yes, that is our theme, also known as Those Crazy Canucks, after that affectionate and loving term for our neighbors of the north. And, you know, it's summertime and Canada is both a beautiful and a convenient foreign country to visit for those of us here in New England. So we started off that last long set with one of our two featured artists, the Canadian Collective, Brand Van 3000, and Exactly Like Me. And we followed that with our other featured artists, Rush and Vital Signs from their Moving Pictures album. And then we heard another selection from the Rough Guide to the Music of Canada, Matapat, with their eponymous song, Matapat. And then Alanis Morissette, All I Really Want. Boy, when she was a star, I was into her for a while, but there's something about her whiny voice. It's kind of, to me at least, kind of attractive and emotional at the beginning, and then perhaps like somebody you might be in a relationship like that. There's all sorts of sparks and energy right at the beginning, and then they get annoying sometimes. Yes, and then it's just time to break up. And I broke up with Alanis Morissette in that same way. Just stopped listening to her. But that was a great song with some fine guitar work. All I Really Want from her Jagged Little Pill album. And then we heard, my audio clips from who knows where were a bit from the past. in that set. We had a public service message from a way while back talking about the Canadian Kinsmen, a public service organization. And then we heard once again from Brand Van 3000, Drinking in L.A. And then we heard another public service message from a way while back from Earth Day Canada, Date with Mom, about celebrating Earth Day in April, which is when Earth Day is. And we finished off with another wonderful story song from Rush, The Trees, from their Hemispheres album, as was La Villa Strangiato. And the big deal with Hemispheres is the songs on the other side of the album, another half album piece like 2112. And Hemispheres was essentially about the conflicts in human beings between our free nature, creative natures like Dionysus, the Roman Greek god, and our more sensible and logical side as personified by the god Apollo. And, well, it takes half an album to go through and present that idea. And we're not going to do that this evening, but instead we played La Villa Strangiato and The Trees. I'd give Hemispheres my perfect album designation. Every song on it really rocks. And I would do the same for the album that we're going to hear from next, Permanent Waves. And, well, let me just backing me up right now is Natalie McMaster. And this is The Real Beatrice. And in the next set, we are going to be hearing from K.D. Lang and Bachman Turner Overdrive, as well as our two featured artists. And we're going to start off the next set with, I've used this word a couple of times, but it really does apply to so many Rush songs, an epic masterpiece. This next one is Jacob's Ladder, which refers to that kind of phenomena where sometimes there's a storm, sometimes there's not, but there are a light that shines through the clouds. And in the Bible, that's known as Jacob's Ladder. And, talking about my audio clips from who knows where. In that last set, we also heard from the young earth creationist, Ken Ham, and talking about the tree of knowledge, the tree of life. Yeah, things going on in the Garden of Eden, supposedly. But as Chuck Yu mentions at the beginning of my show in the intro, the views and opinions expressed on this program do not necessarily represent those of WMFO, the trustees of Tufts University, or even this show's producer. That'd be me, because it's a sound collage, baby, and I just throw stuff from everywhere that compare and contrast and let it all take place in the viewer's mind, the listener's mind. So yeah, let's start things off with Rush once again. And yeah, this isn't Jacob's Ladder, but this is Rush. And this is WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio.
Touch with some reality beyond the was a big bone gal from southern Alberta. You just couldn't call her small. You can bet every Saturday night she'd be heading for the Legion Hall. Put her blue dress on and she'd do her hair. Oh, she'd been waiting all week. With a bouncing step and a wiggle and a walk, she'd be swinging down the street. You could tell she was ready by the look in her eyes. She slipped into the crowd. She wore her face as she entered the place. Yeah, the big bone girl was proud. Now people would come from miles around, gather there to dance. But when the big bone gal came shuffling in, she'd hold them in a trance. You could tell she was ready by the look in her eyes.
Gonna circumstances. We'll be right back. stars all along the highway. She's got a liquid crystal compass, a picture book of the rivers under the Sahara. They travel in the time of the prophets on the desert highway, straight to the heart of the sun. Like lovers and heroes, I'm the restless part of everyone. We're only at home and we're on the run. On the run. He's got a star map of Hollywood, list of cheap motels all along the freeway. She's got a sister out in Vegas, promise of a decent job, far away from her hometown. They travel on the road to redemption, a highway out of yesterday that tomorrow will bring. Like lovers and heroes, birds in the last days of spring. We'll be right back.
bruises and take that blame. If they don't take that game, and sometimes a winner takes nothing, we draw our own designs, fortune has to make that. We'll be right back.
You've been listening to the Tears of the Gods sound collage here on WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform Community Radio. I've been your host, Edward Buchert. Our theme this evening has been Those Crazy Canucks, as we heard exclusively from Canadian musicians this evening. Played a lot of music for you in that last rather long set. Starting off with one of our two featured artists, Rush, and that was Limelight from Permanent Waves. And then we heard a remixed version of Big Boned Gal by K.D. Lang off of her album Alberta, Wild Roses and Northern Lights. Bachman Turner Overdrive followed that with You Ain't Seen Nothing Yet. And then our other featured artists, the Collective Brand Van 3000 with Problems. And then we heard Rush once again with Natural Science. And then Dreamline. And also Roll the Bones from that album. Backing me up right now is Guy Lombardo and his Royal Canadians with Auld Lang Syne. Well, you know, I'm not really sure what's been going on with Chase Carson, who for many years has followed me here on at 10 p.m. on Friday evenings. And actually, I went to check out his Facebook page the other day, and it no longer exists. Or at least it's offline. But that's a little bit of a radical thing. He's normally a very Facebook-oriented person. So, I'm going to close out this sound collage for you with one last song from Brand Van 3000. I will be back again next week here on WMFO in Medford. And I'm really excited about our sound collage for next week, because it's going to be the anniversary of... It's going to be July 20th. And the anniversary of the first men to land on the moon. And we're going to have a theme called The Race to Space. And it's going to be from Public Service Broadcasting. And I want to thank a listener who called up a couple of months ago when I was doing one of my other space-related themes and mentioned that group. They have a lot with the audio clips from who knows where. And then thanks to Chuck Yu, I got some more music from them. So we're going to be celebrating, yes, the anniversary of Neil Armstrong and Buzz Aldrin landed on the moon in 1969, July 20th, coming up next week. But here, let's finish with one last song from Brand Van 3000, a really cool cover.